Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Insights with Charlotte Spicer. Spirituality and Metaphysics Talk Radio, featuring A Course in Miracles, Dream Interpretation, Guided Meditation, and the Psychic and Metaphysics Free-for-All. It's your opportunity to consult with a professional psychic medium, discuss past lives, the chakras, and more. We are non-denominational, and there are no limits. Want to change your life? You must first change your mind. 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 No matter your religious structure, cultivate peace in your reality through self-awareness with an authentic spiritual teacher. And now, your host, Charlotte Spicer.
Welcome to Spiritual Insights, everyone. Our sponsor for this segment is the Ocala Inner Center in Ocala, Florida, and you can view their calendar of events at ocalaintercenter.com. They offer great classes such as meditation, meta movements, crystal ball concerts, Kabbalah classes with Ina Anderson from The Villages. Owner Jean McDonald's has her wonderful Monroe Institute's excursion workshops, and the human design class with Colleen Griffin is awesome. I've actually attended that. I thought it was terrific. OIC offers a convenient location and free parking. And visit their website to see what they have going on. Again, that's ocalaintercenter.com. Well, it's the first Sunday of the month where we offer free mini readings with psychic medium Sue Masseri. We'll take as many calls as we can in 1 hour. To learn more about Sue and see her scheduled segments for the year, visit spiritualinsightsradio.com. You can tune into her past segments as well as review a complete list of archives organized by category. Whether you want to learn more about mediumship, money energy, the paranormal, or anything else, you can find it easily at the website. I encourage all listeners to read Sue and her husband Tom's spiritually self-empowering and transformational book entitled The Art of Reclaiming Your Intention and Power, according to Abram, the Mayan shaman. Abram is a personality whom Tom has been channeling for more than 40 years. The book is a compilation of insightful messages as Abram explains the power of thought, the laws of the universe, the principles of manifesting, and so much more. Abram gives you effective techniques for channeling your higher self to create balance, health, and money in your life. They also have a free game for Android on Google Play, Amazon, and Kindle called Shoot the Ghost. It's a really cool game. I played it. And when you shoot the ghost, they turn into angels. It's really cool. So check out their calendar of events for public channeling sessions with Tom and Abram, or book a private reading with Sue at their websites. If you have a spiritual center or a similar venue and would like to book them for an event, contact them directly at their respective websites, which are abramchanneling.com and also mediumshipunplugged.com. That's where you can find Sue. On Facebook and LinkedIn, you can find Sue by searching on Mediumship Unplugged. So today what we're going to do is we're going to take calls, but first we're going to give you some information on how to select the right medium for you and pertinent information having to do with readings. Here's how it works with calling in. Calls are taken in the order they are received. Ask one specific question on a situation or specify who you'd like to connect with on the other side. Sue will tap in and relay the information that you need to hear or will connect with your loved one if they're available. General questions and asking about finding your soulmate and even upcoming jobs, these are discouraged because of the interest in time and because we're always creating our future in the present. So what we like to do is dig into what's blocking you from finding these things that would make you happier in the present. So we want to kind of dislodge those blocks for you, and that would be much more beneficial than telling you what's going to happen in the future. I may add additional insight or spiritual knowledge if I'm guided to do so. But most important, to preserve the integrity of the archive, if you plan to call in, you absolutely must ensure that you are in a quiet environment free of conversations, noises, traffic, or wind. Otherwise, we cannot take your call. So we'll get to calls in a moment, but first we'd like to offer information that will be useful to you. Hey, Sue. Welcome back. Good to have you on our monthly segment.
Good morning, Charlotte, and thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
We always have a good time, don't we?
We do.
Yes. So, we wanted to give the listeners some information on how to choose a medium But first, what do you have going on? Anything to tell everybody?
Well, Tom and I and Abram, we're still putting together a book on human sexuality, which is going to be, I've transcribed many, many sessions. This is going to be an awesome book. He talks about, he goes in depth about the ego and what the ego means for us and how we should, as he does in the first book, how we should be friends with our ego, that it's not the enemy. Our ego is not the enemy. And it talks about he talks about relationships and how we give and take and our sexuality and our sensuality, and it's just awesome, awesome material. I worked on a blog article yesterday, which has just been posted on my website under blog, and it's about life, death, reincarnation, and mastery. And I think it's very informative. It's very down to earth. And I try and give people very practical advice and knowledge. And a lot of things that I write about are from my personal experiences as a medium. I don't come right out and say it, but I've been given so much information from people in spirit, and they have been able to share with me, and I'm honored to receive this, many death experiences that people in spirit have had. So I have just a little bit of an insight as to certain things that people go through after they pass, and every death is individualized. It's very personal and very intimate. And so when someone shares with me their death experience, I'm very, very flattered and honored. So that's what's been going on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hopefully it'll be out in the next couple of months, right?
We're shooting for that, yes.
Okay. Well, it sounds terrific.
The hard stuff is over.
Okay, good. Well, that sounds terrific, and they're... there's a lot of information that needs to get out there. Like we in this circle, the psychic circle, this is normal for us, but I think it's important that we get this information out there, grow, and so it's great that you're doing it, and I look forward to reading your blog article.
Excellent. Beautiful.
Yeah. So let's talk about how to choose a medium. You have a lot of helpful tips, and I want to make this sort of brief, but impactful, because we have a lot of people waiting. But let's start with how to choose a medium and what to look for.
There are many sites available on the internet that have a list of certified mediums. I don't necessarily think that that is important. If you can find somebody by word of mouth, that would be a good thing. But you can go on the internet, and there are people that have lists of mediums, and you can scroll through and what they have to say and pick who might resonate with you. Also, the people in spirit may guide you to finding a medium. And sometimes, not always, most of the time it's a pretty good fit, but sometimes the people in spirit won't like who you've chosen. And so things might not work out until you find one that's a good fit for the three of you, the medium, the client, and the person in spirit.
Right.
I work by word of mouth. I don't advertise, and I don't belong to any groups. I work solely word of mouth. And I think if you're looking for a medium, just read their websites and just see if you resonate with that person.
Right. Rule number one for me was always don't trust anybody. It was always don't trust anybody with a sign out front. I don't want to be prejudicial. But if someone has an establishment with a sign out front, I would steer clear of that. Also, word of mouth is the absolute best way, because you're going from someone's recommendation on how they resonated with that person, the information that was given, because when you receive information, you're going to resonate on a variety of levels. You'll resonate mentally, emotionally, and then physically. You can get chills. There can be a sense of stillness, and this tells you this information is authentic. So that's the best way to choose a medium. You also want to be sure that you click on a personality level. Some people are people. You know, there's all different kinds. I prefer someone who's down to earth. Someone who's like me, like a down to earth, shoots from the hip, tells it like it is, that kind of thing. So that's what you want to do, and then you want to see how you feel. And you have to test things out. So if it costs a little bit of money to have a small session, then go ahead and do that, you know?
I agree, absolutely.
Okay. So we also wanted to talk about how we get our messages. So let's talk about methods of communication and how the spirits come through, because, you know, I've been doing this more than 20 years, and there's such a variety, and mostly it's on us. I mean, we're on the hot seat to the energy that we're feeling, sensing, and then the clairs come into play where we can hear, see, feel, smell, and get all that kind of information. But let's talk about that for a minute and how you, in particular, get your messages, interpret the energy to come up with the dialogue that you need to relay so that the client hears what they need to hear, not necessarily what they want to hear, because that's not the case, but how you relay the information they need to hear.
It's like I explain to people, it's like playing a game of charades, and every person that comes through is different, and every client is different. I have a set of symbols that work for me that are absolutes for me, but I continually get new symbols from people in spirit that I can add, and sometimes they actually choose the symbol for me. One of the most fun and clear symbols that I received, people that are in football, and especially from Florida, will know who Tim Tebow is. And I was doing a reading for a woman, and her father was coming through, and with many, many apologies. And he gave me the symbol of Tim Tebow kneeling down praying on the sidelines of a football field. I knew exactly right away what he meant by that, and that was, I pray that you forgive me. So they are able to pull out my life experiences, my thoughts, my feelings to create symbols that I can resonate with. And sometimes people in spirit are very, very good communicators, and sometimes they're not that great. And they will go, instead of going from point A to point B, they'll go all around everywhere to get from A to B. And it's sometimes a little daunting to try and figure out exactly what they're trying to say. So that's when I have to ask the client, what does this mean for you? I don't know what they're trying to get at, and they're really not answering my questions. They keep giving me the same symbol. And
right.
So then sometimes that's a way for them to get the client to talk about a situation or a person that has passed. So it's varied. It varies all the time.
Yeah, you never know. I get people who are right up front in my face. I can describe what they look like, and they can express very clearly, and I just relay what they're saying. Other times, they don't have the energy to do that. They're not strong enough energetically to transmit that clearly. So I have to kind of go around, interpret the emotions that are being projected onto me, and describe that and interpret, you know, it's like speaking another language like I do with the dream interpretation. So, but when you trust it, it rarely goes wrong. So
absolutely. Well, I have learned to absolutely trust everything that they say and give me, and as much as I can to move myself out of the way and keep my judgments and my thoughts and my questions at bay. And if I need to ask them a question or if I need them to clarify something, I will ask them to do so. But it's very important that the medium get out of the way so they have a clearer avenue to communicate.
Absolutely. Because for me, it rarely makes any sense. I just know what I'm getting, and I trust spirit. I can be wrong, but
right.
they never are. So, well, how
right.
about we hit the
exactly.
phone?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
All right. Got a lot of people waiting. Thank you, everybody, for your patience. We just wanted to give you some information and give you some things to ponder. So, here's the lineup for calls. At the moment, area code 201, you're up first. Area code 805, then area code 347, then someone who's calling electronically, and then area code 856. That's it so far, and I will update you as we move along. Please keep your questions very specific so that we can dive in, get the information you need, and get to the next caller. Thank you so much, everybody, and here we go. Area code 201, bringing you live on the air. Hi, welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi, it's Rose.
Hi, Rose, and what is your question for Sue today?
Hi, Sue. I just want to know what would be my 2015 outlook for work and career.
Your question is, are you going to find a job, basically?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, that's pretty general. Are you looking? Are you putting the feelers out there? Are you submitting resumes? What are you doing to make that happen?
I work with an agency.
Okay, that's productive.
Okay. Okay, so this is an employment agency that you're working with, correct?
Yes.
All right. Do you work with one specific person at this
yes.
agency?
Mm-hmm.
Is there someone else that you can work with? Because I feel that this person that you're working with is not adequate, that there's another person within that agency who's a bit of a go-getter that might be better to work with. Do you have an option of changing people?
There's a top person there. She's really good, too.
I would put feelers out because I think there's somebody else out there that can help you. It's I'm getting the female energy, so it would be a female. The feeling that I get with the person that you're working with now is not doing as much as she can for you. You know, and with such a general question like that, that's about the only thing that I'm getting. What are you getting, Charlotte?
Well, I'm getting that this particular agency, we don't want to mention the name, but this particular agency, I think, is on the far side of more the client without having a balance between client and workers. Agencies, depending on the people who own them and run them, they tend to go for the money and not care so much about the worker. So in the case of whether they hire temps or find you a permanent position, because there are jobs out there. The economy is better. It's much better. There are jobs and there are companies willing to pay. But I think there's an attitude of we need to recover what we lost in the past 5 or 6 years, so we're going to dilly-dally. And so I don't like the level of integrity of this company. And I think even though that woman may be great and this company was able to attract really good talent, I think her hands are tied. We're not saying that she's a bad person or she's inept, but I think her hands are tied. And I think you should branch out and not put all your eggs in this one basket. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, do you have a lot of credentials?
I do.
Okay. Have you been to or thought of going to a headhunter?
Many times.
Okay. I would check into that also. Now, with headhunters, you probably already know this, don't put any money out up front. They receive their money once they secure employment for you.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone that's asking for money up front, I wouldn't have anything to deal with, But I think that you need to put out several feelers and not just stick with one company and one person. That, you know, you're going to have to do your due diligence also and check into different companies and headhunters and things like that, and really work it yourself, and not to, like Char says, put all your eggs in one basket and depend on one person. You're going to have to do your footwork also.
Right. I definitely depend on one person, and I do exactly what you're telling me. So
good.
Okay, good.
I have to add something. Emotionally for you, I'm being guided to tell you not to wobble in your emotions and let fear overcome you. I feel like a push forward, backslide, a push forward, like a fear coming in and starting to wonder if you're doing the wrong things. You're not doing anything wrong. That's the first point. The second thing is you have to be very resolute. If someone offers you much less money than you know you're worth, then cast it aside. Say, that's ridiculous. And have that strength to say no. And don't say, well, if I don't take this, I might not get anything else. Stand tall, stand strong, be very resolute, and declare what you want and allow that to be delivered to you. Because, and this is very important for everyone to hear, because when fear comes in and you say, well, and with your mind you paint this picture that nothing else will come along that's better, then that's what happens. Then that's what you create. And that's not where you want to manifest from. Does that make sense?
Yes. Thank
manifest
you.
What you know to be true about you. You're good at what you do. You're a smart cookie. You got a lot of talent. You got the credentials. You need to get paid. So don't let anybody undercut you with putting you at a lower salary with more work. Don't, and this is, they're saying, don't accept titles as compensation. Titles are not compensation. All they do is flatter the ego. And it's
BS. Right.
So this is all very important. I relate to it extremely well. I don't know if you do, Sue, but this is what they're telling me to tell you. And very important for all of us to hear is stand tall, declare what you want, and allow the universe to deliver it. But you can't be fearful. And I know you want reassurance from us that everything will be okay. Everything will be okay. But what we need to impress upon you is that in order to manifest what you want, it's based on your beliefs and your emotions. So you have to be very strong in those beliefs and not allow those little fears to come in, or you're going to transmit mixed messages to the universe, and you're going to wind up with a position that seems like a dream job, and then you're working with a bunch of crappy people. You're going to have conflict. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Also, with mixed messages, people are going to pick up on that. And another thing that I was getting for you when Charlotte was talking about fear is for you, and this is important for you, is to not take anything personally. There mm-hmm. are going to be people that you come up against who want to have that power struggle, and people do this in many, many ways.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be in a fleeting conversation with someone that, that's working a register. People like to know that they have power when they feel insecure. And so don't let anyone, like Charlotte said, undermine you. It's important for you personally is to not to take anything personally and not to let that get you down.
Mm-hmm.
And quite honestly, get Sue's book, The Art of Reclaiming Your Intention and Power. Abram, the entity that her husband channels, is he has a very unique voice in how he gets you to manifest. And I've actually spoken to him. He's really cool. It's real. It's good stuff. So try that and then lay the brickwork for your path. I'm looking at the yellow brick road. You're going to get what you want. But opportunity that is presented to you is to disentangle, identify, sort out what is blocking you, so that you can rebuild it. And I think you have a stellar career ahead of you. I'm getting the chills.
Rose?
Yes.
Also, if you go to the Abram website, abramchanneling.com, if you go to Tom's website, Abram's website, or if you go to YouTube, Tom has many, many meditations and guided meditations given by Abram that will help you. If you go to YouTube, just type in Tom Masseri, and all of the videos will come up. There's a meditation for creating money. There's meditation for connecting to your higher self. There's a meditation for communicating with your higher self to unblock things that may be blocking you from getting what you want. There are many, many videos that Tom has up there on YouTube with the Abram meditation. So I would suggest going to YouTube or to the website and listening to those. They're in Abram's voice.
Right.
And it's very, his voice is very powerful in what he has to say.
I will go there. Thank you.
Yeah,
okay,
this is one of those cases. I want to be very clear because when I first met you and had you on the show to talk about the book, and you said Abram wanted to deliver a message at the end of the show, I didn't know it would actually be Abram talking. So, Rose, what happened? And it scared the hell out of me. I was stunned for a couple hours because I'd never experienced that. But, you know, I'm used to, you know, I channel Jesus, and, you know, he tells me something, and I relay it in my own voice, right? But Abram actually takes over Tom's body. And I thought of him the other day because I saw a ghost, and I was like, just remembering how I felt when Abram was like, hello, my friend, and then he's got this Spanish accent, and I was like, oh, my God. And you were like, Char, he's talking to you, and I didn't know that was going to happen. So just to prepare you, Rose, Abram takes over Tom's body and uses his own voice.
Wow.
It's one of those. It's not it's not like Jesus says, you know, wants to tell you this, and you hear Charlotte telling you what he's saying. This is one of those authentic jump in the body, and he talks to you, and he doesn't mince words. He does not.
Wow.
I had a session with him, and he set me straight. So it was really cool, but it was what I needed to hear. And with regard to hearing what you need to hear, like I was saying, I know you want reassurance that everything will be okay, and Sue and I are here to reassure you. Yes, it will be okay. This is an opportunity to correct any misperceptions in your belief system so that you can create the life you want. And it's more important to get that out of this conversation than for us to say, oh, don't worry about it. You don't have to do anything. Everything's just going to land in your lap. That's not what we're here to do. We're here to help you correct what is blocking you from getting what you want. But like I said, I was getting the chills a few minutes ago. I think you're going to nail this. And I think it'll lead to having your own company.
Wow, great. Thank you. Thank you
both
so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Awesome. Thank you, Rose.
God bless, Rose. All right. I'm going to put you on hold so you can continue to listen. I think it was very important that information came out. Very succinct. Yeah, very, very good. Okay. Area code 347, you're up next, bringing you live on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi, thank you. My name is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. What is your question for us today?
I wanted to connect with my grandfather, who I used to call Papa, and I wanted to speak to him or hear what he had to say about my career, just kind of make peace with him about it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. What he is showing me right now, all right, let me see how I want to interpret this, because what he's showing me is that was he trying to push you in a certain direction when he was in the physical?
Yeah, I think my whole family has been, but he's been like the representative or the, you know, the patriarch.
and he's passed, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. So the image that he is giving me, this could be when he was alive, or it could be a symbol of what he wants to do for you now. But he's showing me with you walking in front of him, but with him giving you a push. So this could mean in the physical, in his physical life, that he was pushing you into a certain direction, or it could mean now that he's in spirit, that he is helping you. He is pushing you, so to speak, and guiding you towards what you want.
Yeah, I think it's that second one. Yeah.
Hang on a second. Now, is your grandmother passed also?
No, but she's kind of out of it.
Okay. All right. Because he's showing me a picture of her with many tears, crying with many tears. So I don't know if she had a hard life with him, whether her life growing up was hard for her. Hang on a second. I don't like having too much dead space, you know, dead air right here, but it does take me.
Well, I know what that means, though, so I don't know if, unless you want to, I mean, I know what
as long as you know what it means, that we don't need to go into it any deeper. All right, hang on. When people in spirit give bouquets of flowers, it can mean several things. And what he's showing me is that, and I'm getting goosebumps with this, is that he has what these flowers mean to him right now is that he's handing out apologies. So with the people that need the larger apologies are getting a bouquet. The people that get the smaller apologies are receiving, you know, like one rose instead of a whole bouquet. So there are a lot of things that he is doing for apologies. I'm sorry?
What is he giving me, a flower or a bouquet?
No. All right, hang on. For you especially, what I'm getting from him is that he did not want to hear you. He blocked you off. He did not want to hear anything. He did not want to hear you. And he's coming through with a great deal of emotion, which I'm also getting is that was hard for him. It's hard for him to touch his emotions and to come through with them. Hang on a sec. He's telling me that there are many things that he is doing to, he's showing me you on a road. And you traveling, you walking that road, you going into the future, what he's doing is that he's coming ahead of you and placing things and helping you on this path. And he wants to make sure that he can make the road as smooth as possible as he can for you. Does this make sense?
I need to know, like, I feel like he always looked at me as a failure. I feel like he looks at me as a failure, and I feel like the whole family does. And I need to come to peace with this. Having to
okay,
do with my
hang
career.
On. Okay, all right, hang on. He is working to make a clear and straight connection with you. What he's doing is that he is looking at you. It's like he's giving me the picture of the two of you being face to face. And he is reaching forward and putting his hands on your shoulders to look you in the eye, to look you in the face and to look you in the eyes and tell you that don't listen to anyone else. There are many, many, many apologies. And that you need to do what you need to do and not to listen to anyone else. And what he is doing on the other side is that he's not concerned with everybody else. He's concerned with you. That's what he wants you to know right now. He's not concerned with anyone else right now but you. And he is face-to-face with you, looking you square in the eyes and telling you to walk your path. And he will do whatever he can on the other side to correct things, to balance things, and to make your road a little bit easier, interfering.
Well, making money was really important to him, and I want him to be proud of me. Like, I want him to help me make money. Like, I feel like that I've been trying for that, and it's been a little bit hard for me over the years. So that's where I feel like I need some help or healing from him.
Yeah, I think you're carrying a lot of burdens and burdens that don't belong to you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't belong to you. also the scapegoat. Every family in a dynamic like this unconsciously or subconsciously choose one person, and that person agrees on some level to be the scapegoat.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone else projects their crap on that person. And then then they can sit back and say, well, look what they're doing. Look how they're ruining their lives.
Yeah, I'm working through that now. I mean, it's all come up for me over the last week.
Suffering, the only good suffering does is to teach us how not to suffer. And what I'm getting from your grandfather also is you can have, you can talk to him, whether you're doing the dishes, vacuuming, whatever, you can talk to him and have him have conversations with him and unburden. He's asking you to unburden yourself to him. He's saying that he will take your burdens. He will take them. Now, also, your emotionality, even though our emotions are ours and we create them, they in themselves have their own consciousness. So what you can do is once you sit with your emotions and you sit with all this judgment that has been passed around, and it's harsh judgment. I can feel that. It's like stone. And these are very, very, I want to say heavy or intense judgments and immovable. So realize that once you sit with your emotions, once you allow them and don't deny them, you can them like they are their own consciousness and say, I don't need you anymore. You may go on. So I think the most important thing is, because I don't get the feeling that you really have somebody that you can talk to about all of this. And he's, again, I'm going to say, he's saying that you can unburden yourself to him. He will take your burdens.
I like that idea. Yeah, I don't have someone to talk to. And you know what? It's actually like I feel him around me a lot. And for over the years, I told him to go away because I felt the judgment. But you know what? When you're talking, he's been around me a lot this last week, and I have felt an energy shift, but I haven't like consciously acknowledged it. But so thank you for bringing that up, because I do see something has changed with him. And I see our relationship now. So I'll talk to him about that stuff.
And so I think this is the guy who's been in your house this morning.
Yeah.
That's him.
Because I'm getting goosebumps with that, because I was getting, I couldn't identify who was in the house this morning, but what I was getting before, just a few minutes before the show opened, was that I got a picture of somebody wringing their hands and that they were worried about their daughter.
Hmm.
And I didn't know who was going to show up. And
well,
so you could be like a daughter.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Well, no, I think he's probably worried about my mom, because that was like his little girl. I mean, it is, you know, but he cherished her. And I know that, you know, she's my mom and we have problems. So this is a whole family thing.
I want to mention one more thing.
Yeah.
Is that in the blog that the article that I just wrote for my blog page, I talk about reincarnation and what happens when we die. My belief, other people may not believe this, I believe that when we cross, the only person that's going to judge us is ourselves.
Yep.
So any judgments you have also when you're working through all of this, any judgments that you have on yourself, that you can work through that too and release those. Because when we cross over, we judge ourselves. There's not a panel of elders or anything like that who are going to judge us. We judge ourselves. And people can put themselves in purgatory. If you want to be judged, you can create that for yourself, that experience for yourself. But personally, I do not believe that anyone can judge us, because we're on such an individualized and uncomparable life and existence here, that there isn't mm-hmm. anyone else that can judge us except ourselves.
Right.
So I'm also encouraging you in all of this, in the family dynamic, is to especially drop the judgments about yourself.
Yeah, I've been trying to do that.
Yeah. I think you'll be just fine.
But we have to move on, okay, Jessica? But thank you so much for your call and your question. And we enjoyed meeting your grandfather, and, you know, Sue has his host for most of the morning. But information came out in response to your question, and I thank you for that.
Thank you very much. It was helpful. Thank you.
Okay. Area code 805, you're up next. Hi, everybody, and we're back with Sue Masseri. We're giving psychic readings to as many people as we can. We're going to try to get some more calls in. So area code 805, you're up next. I'm bringing you live on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Oh, thank you, Sue. This is Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. I'm good. What is your question?
Yeah, my question is, if you could ask my mother or father who's on the other side, I know they're trying to help me because I heard them in my head say that we're going to help you, and I would like to meet a partner, you know, possibly a marriage partner, and I wanted to know if they see this coming in for me.
Cool. Yeah,
what are the names of your parents?
My mother's name is Anne, and my father's name is Bob.
All right, the first thing that I see with them is that it's like they're on the sidelines just like clapping and hollering and like cheerleaders.
Yeah.
They're a hoot.
Yeah,
both of them together. Both of them together. It's like they feed off of each other and
funny.
Their sense of humor together is really funny. What I'm being shown is that there have been they're showing me you've had a lot of drive-bys, so, and people that have come in and gone rather quickly. they're showing me. I love their energy. They're a hoot. What they're also showing me is that you keep looking. They're showing me your eyes going back and forth and back and forth, and let me look over there and let me look over there. And you're just looking everywhere. He might show up here or they might show up there. What they're saying is settle down. Take a back seat, because they're showing me you sitting in the back seat of actually a vintage car, an old vintage car. And they're saying, take the back seat for a while and stop all of the, you know, the energy that you're putting into and looking. And believe me, I know I've done this. I think everybody's done it at one point or another in their dating life. They are absolutely helping you, but mm-hmm. Their help isn't going to be the strength of their help is going to be diminished by you keep looking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So they're saying to take a back seat and calm down and stop, you know, give up your control at being at the wheel and let them work some magic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I tried the internet dating and I didn't have any luck with that. I got too many phonies.
Yeah, I get the feeling that this is going to come from a very unexpected
mm-hmm.
place. I don't see things happening for a while, and what I'm getting from them is that during this time, from the now moment, right now, and until mm-hmm. this happens, is to get to know yourself better. Get to know your emotions and all of the emotions that you have attached to wanting to find a partner, and sit with yourself and do things for yourself and get to know yourself. And it's person that is going to finally come into your life will appreciate who you are. They will recognize who you are instead of having to tell people who you are. And this is what I have to offer, and I'm a valuable person. The person who is going to come into your life will already see that. You
yeah.
won't have
no,
to
I
express
feel,
it.
Yeah, I feel I'm a valuable person, and that I can bring a lot to a relationship. Nice.
Yeah, yeah, it's good stuff. I know it sucks to wait, so don't wait. Get busy.
No, no, I mean, I have a life. I have a life, and I, you know, we all do, even if we're married or not married. We kind of live with ourselves.
Right. Well, thank you so much for your call, Donna.
Thank you, Sue. It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Donna.
Okay, this is someone probably calling from Google or something. It's all ones in the number, so I can't identify you, but you're going to hear a chime as I bring you on the air. Hi, this is Charlotte. What's your name?
Hello, my name is Sharon. I've been listening to your show.
Hi, Sharon. Have you called in
before?
Hi, Sharon.
Actually, I have not called in before.
Really? Awesome. Mm-mm. First-time caller. So what can we help you with?
First-time call.
Hang on, Sharon. So do you mind if I extend the show a few minutes? Because we've taken a lot of extra time with each call, and I want to get to more people. We have around just under 30 minutes left. Do you mind if I extend the show?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay. Okay, Sharon, go right ahead.
Okay. I want to see what you see if I'm going to be landing employment in the next couple months.
Got to get more specific so we can
attach something in there.
Uh-huh.
I've been contracting all year, and I'm looking for a full-time getting back in my career. Do you see a new job coming for me? How's that? Is that specific?
That's better. What career
Perfect.
Are you in? What industry?
I do administrative work, but I have a very strong financial background, investment, banking. I'm trying to gear a little bit more into insurance and healthcare. If I can't get something in financial, I'm sending them out diligently. I'm doing the work, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
And I am getting responses on my resume. So,
what I'm picking up is that, yes, actually, this is your year. I'm also, and I don't like to predict timelines because everything changes moment to moment, but
I'm
feel
so down.
That
so discouraged. Go on.
Oh, don't be. In another month, things are going to start shaping up for you. I'm also getting the feeling that there is a man, he's a very strong presence, a very confident man, and I think you may have worked with him or for him in the past.
Could be. It could go on.
I don't know who this
well
is,
be.
But he's going to bring you on board again. I think right now that he has not done so because there are some ducks that he has to put in a row. There are things that he has to do right now, and he seems like a very organized person, that he's not going to say anything or do anything until he can make sure that he can bring you on board, that it's a done deal. Okay, so I don't know if you
I have an intuition. You know, it's so funny because I was betrayed so bad at my last job, but when I left, a man there who was very prominent, very good broker, he left the company too. But he had this all planned. He had picked out his assistant and everything. He had it all planned. He didn't know that they were going to fire me. Do you know what I'm saying? So he left a couple weeks after I did, but his life was it had already been planned out. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I don't know if
right.
it's him. I shouldn't sit there and try to analyze it, but
well
I have texted him. I know.
Yeah.
So he has his own business now.
Yeah.
Awesome.
This guy, he's very self-assured, extremely self-assured.
Could be a couple guys.
Very
There's
organized.
A few men I've worked for.
I do see something opening up, but you have not been contacted yet because he needs to get his ducks in a row and things working for him.
Can I add to that Sue? Here's the thing, and this is interesting. He hasn't contacted you yet because he doesn't need you yet. What this is going to be born of is a minor disaster. So something seemingly negative has to happen within his company, and then you're going to come to mind.
am I going to be okay financially until I've been able to do it for 8 months, but it's really starting to get tight. I'm at the end of my rope, you know. Am I going to be okay till I get work? I'm working part-time because it's more than unemployment. That's why I do it. Am I going to be okay until I get a job?
Of course you will.
This feels very uncomfortable for you because you don't like, one, you don't like being in this position. You're fine. You're absolutely fine. You'll be fine, but I know exactly what you're feeling about this because it's very uncomfortable because you're used to having money, you're used to having this and that, and it's uncomfortable keeping your head above the water. But you'll be fine.
I have a question. I have done two contract jobs that were decent money with benefits. For maternity leave, someone was sick. It was fair game. They came back. So, of course, they had nowhere else to put me. Do you see me getting another contract job until this job comes? Maybe another temp job?
I'm not getting anything with that.
Okay.
I keep getting pulled back to this man.
Okay.
I keep that his image is, they're, whoever they are putting his image in front of me and to telling you to keep your intention and your thoughts toward him, focused on him. Now, this man, I feel that this man, he is so self-confident. This is a good guy. He's a bit of a workaholic, but he is a very good guy. I don't get any ill feelings about him at all. He can be a little bit wound up.
He expects a lot of people, and he should.
And I think being who he is, he gets it.
Yeah, but he's very rewarding. He's very balanced. He believes in equality between men and women. I like this guy. I did get something when you asked about contract jobs. I did get a number two. I got a number two, so there's either two jobs or you'll get that in either 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months.
Yeah, because the girl's working with you.
Okay. So, you'll keep busy. But let's do some metaphysics training, Sue. There's something you can do for money, to keep money. And are you leaking money a little bit? I know it's been the holidays, but are you kind of... Money is leaking out of the account.
Yeah, I've got bills coming in. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what we want to do is give you information on how to retain money to make it last longer and get more bang for your buck. Okay?
Okay.
Get a piece of paper, and whether you do it on the computer or draw it with a magic marker, I don't care.
Oh my God. All right. I'm sitting at my computer right now or at my desk, but go on.
All right. So you want to either draw or type the number 8 and make it really big. You could do about a 70-point font. Like, Arial looks nice. And do, like, 70 to 80-point font, and then make it the color green, and then print that out, and then cut the paper to a business card size. And I laminated mine, but put that in your wallet. It works.
Wow. A letter 8, real big and green, put it in your wallet.
Number 8, make it like a nice deep hunter green, closest to the color of the heart chakra, because the heart chakra is where you process money energy, believe it or not. So you want it to be the color of the heart chakra, okay? And green also resonates with Venus, which rules Friday, which is normally the day we all get paid, right? So put that in your wallet in front of your cash. Do you carry cash at all?
I usually use my debit card for everything. I don't keep less than more than $20 in cash. That's it.
Okay. Good. But if you have any cash in your wallet, put that in there. Get all the receipts out of your wallet. Get a new wallet.
Okay.
Get a new wallet is what they're telling me to tell you. Get a new wallet because wallets represent our identity and what we think about ourselves. That's where we keep our identification, right?
Yes.
So go get yourself a cute new wallet in a nice color, like either gold or green. Don't get red because you're having survival issues right now, so your first chakra is affected.
Oh, my gosh.
How am I going to live? How am I going to survive? Okay, that's root chakra. So study the root chakra and do meditations or whatever. I'll come up with a show segment to deal with this for the new year. But you have first chakra issues going on. You have to let go of how you're going to survive and ask, how great can it be? How beautiful can my life be, and how blessed can I be? It's all going to be fine.
How great is it? I know.
Exactly. So you can, because it's within you. It's within you. You have to manifest it outside of you from within you. So the money energy thing, you could do the number 8 in your wallet, and then if anybody out there, I know you don't, but if anybody out there carries cash, carry that cash in your left pocket. Do not put cash in your right pocket, because when your right hand, which gives out energy, touches it, you're going to itch to spend it. So you want the receptive side, the left side, to touch the money at all times, so you don't think of what do I need, what do I want, okay? Just a couple tips.
That's interesting, yeah. I even cut my cable back just for a couple months. I'm just getting basic because those are things you just don't need. But anyhow, you guys were wonderful. My last basic question is, will it be by the spring? I know you don't like giving timing.
Well, you're pushy.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I think something's going to come through, or at least it's going to be forming before the spring.
Thank you.
But another thing that I wanted to mention money is your paper money. Take some of your paper money, and especially on your mirror in the bathroom where you get ready in the morning, and just put a dollar bill, $5 or whatever around your house, so you can see that money. And once you get used to seeing that money and that it's there wherever you go, then the anxiety of it and not having it is going to be diminished. And
I know. That's a good point. I just can't believe I'm not sick after so much I've stressed this year, or last year, 2014. I'm
you don't
so
have time
healthy.
To be
physical.
Is that,
I know.
Sue, is that from your book? Because I did that. I have money everywhere.
It's a good point. I don't have time.
Yes.
It's a good
Get
point.
Get Sue's book. I'm telling you, this book, the book rocks. It's Abram talking, and Sue and Tom compiled all of his messages and typed them up. But he talks about manifestation and excitement. You got to get excited about your future. If you're fearful, you're all hunched up, you're clinging, you're struggling, that's not a way to embrace a beautiful future.
I know.
That's fighting
it's in
it
my
off.
Voice, I'm sure. It's in my
yeah,
voice.
Yeah,
I know
you're
I know.
Scared. But as Abram says, get excited.
Thank
and then
you.
Allow it to happen. When we're fearful, we're blocking it from happening because we're afraid of change.
I know. That's a good
we're
point.
We're afraid. We don't want it to stay the same, but we're also afraid of change, so now we're stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Boy, I tell you what, if that man calls me, don't think I'm going to call you back.
Okay.
God,
yeah.
He is going to call me. That is amazing that you picked up on that, though. That is really, I'll just let it happen, whoever it could be. Who knows?
Okay, before I forget, I don't know if I was saying something else or I was giving Sue a chance to finish her thought, but in the beginning, I heard the word simplicity. So as far as the energy leaks and the money leaks and all that, and you said you reminded me of it when you said you cut back on your cable. What they're telling me to tell you is simplicity in your lifestyle. Routine, simplicity, peace. Routine and having this minimalist attitude will bring you peace, and you get to know a different side of yourself where you don't need chaotic activity and expectations.
I never watch it, and it's like $100 a month. Maybe one show a week. You know, I know.
And that is a waste. It's extravagant. And I think there's something about you where when you have bills, it makes you feel like a grown up. Does that resonate?
I just like to pay them. That's all I need. I don't know. I never thought about it that way.
Sometimes when we're in debt and we have a lot of bills, it makes us feel like a grown-up. And that is a large indicator of our issue with money, that in order to have money, there has to be a struggle or this higher reach. But when we live within our means and develop routines that keep us peaceful, we're much more happy. Sue?
That's what I'm grateful for, you guys. I have never overspent it, and that's why I'm not in bankruptcy. No, I'm serious, but go on. I know. Haven't been late for one bill the whole year. Not
but
one.
You've got a clue, and you scaled back on your cable.
I know.
There was a time I canceled my cable because I was never home. I was always working. So I canceled the damn thing for at least 2 years, and I was fine. Go ahead. So you were going to say something?
Oh, what I was getting you were talking about being a minimalist is that this is also reflective of what is going on with you emotionally, that that you are doing a lot of internal emotional work, and that you're letting go of all of the things that you don't need, which is reflective in what's happening in your life right now, with letting go of things that you don't need and just getting down to the basics. That is reflective of the work that you are doing right now with your emotions and who you are, whether you're aware of that consciously or subconsciously or unconsciously. You have been doing a lot of emotional work right now, going through all of this and last year and doing all of this. There is so much emotional work that you are doing, and you are definitely on the right track. But just know that this is also reflective, and I'm hearing kudos for you and all of the work that you've done. It may be painful, and it may be tiring, and it may be, when are things going to work for me? But they are working for you.
Yeah.
You are doing the internal work that you need to do right now. And I think you'll just be fine.
So we have enough time to take one more call, Sharon, but
let us know
how you make out.
Thank you for calling in.
You're quite welcome. I'm going to put you on
hold.
Thank you. We have time for one more call. Area code 856, bringing you live on the air. And I'm going to assume that all of this information that we're sharing about money and jobs and all that stuff is being absorbed by the audience. It's good stuff. Hi, welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Laura.
Hi, Laura. Are you a first-time caller?
Probably with you.
Okay. How can we help you, dear?
I'm looking for work, and I was wondering if you see a job coming up for me. I've applied several different places.
What kind of work are you in? What are you looking for?
I develop training.
You develop trainings?
Yes.
For corporations?
Yes.
I was just wondering if you've done it for any kind of educational schools or anything like that that has to do with education.
I've developed training for disabilities at a college.
What I'm kind of getting is that you have your focus on one specific thing and one area, and that maybe you need to broaden your focus, and how you can apply what you know and what you've developed in another area.
I work in several different industries, so I've got a vast amount of experience developing training for multiple industries, and my resume reflects that. So I was just looking to see if you picked up a message on when I was going to get my next job.
I don't feel anything soon. It just feels like they're not coming. Like you're doing your thing, but people aren't showing up, and you need to switch up and maybe redirect your efforts, okay?
Okay, you're the only one who said that, but that's all right.
All
right, thanks so much.
Thank you, Laura. You too. Let's try to squeeze in one more. Area code 210, bringing you live on the air. This will be quick, but hi, how are you? What's your name?
Fine, thank you. This is Pearl from Texas.
Hi, Pearl from Texas. How can we help you?
Pearl from Texas.
I love it.
I was hoping to connect with my grandfather. My mother has an illness that she's older, so she has an illness, and my brother isn't responding well to it. Anyway, I want to know how to improve the relationship with my brother.
Oh,
okay.
That's a nice question.
Yeah. The feeling that I'm getting with him is that he is overly sensitive and may take things the wrong way because of that sensitivity. Does that make sense for you?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm getting also is that he has a lot of hurts that he has stuffed down and is holding on to from a long time ago. And if there is a way for you to have a conversation with him where he can open up and, where you may think, well, that was so long ago, why is that still bothering you? It's still fresh with him because he thinks about it every day.
Well, that's rehashing the past. That's what I don't know how to do. He's here for literally less than one more day, leaves tomorrow. and he hasn't been here in 3 years. And I've tried to be, when I'm around him and I ask him a question, he'll say, no, thank you, and then ignore me. It's like, I cannot break the barrier. He talks to everybody else in the room. And we've only had, like, one argument our whole life, and we're in our, you know, we're in our 50s.
That's kind of crazy, you know, for somebody to whatever he's holding on to, he's holding on to it very tightly.
He's a grudge holder, I found out.
Yeah.
It feels that way. The best thing that you, if he is not going to open up to you and talk to you and communicate with you and let you know what he's feeling, there is nothing that you can do. You're going to have to let it go. You can, you can talk.
You know, all of our children get along so well, and it's going to trickle down to the cousins because my mother's not going to be here very long. I just don't know how to, bridge any of that.
Are you a favorite, or are you popular amongst your family?
Yeah, I think I've always been very close. He moved away, but I've stayed here for the last 30 years and taken care of my mother. So, yes, I think he fears that I will acquire more than he does upon her passing. And I think he's more superficial than I am.
Okay.
There's a lot of jealousy there, too.
Jealousy, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was getting at.
But I wonder, the other layer is his wife. How much is she the problem?
She doesn't know what to do. She thinks he's being an ass.
She what?
She thinks he's being an ass.
Oh.
She doesn't, and she doesn't vocalize it a lot because she has to live with it. But I think she thinks that he's not doing the right thing. She can only go by what he says and how he feels. But, you know, of course she's on his side. I'm sorry, go ahead, Sue.
Has she been rude to you?
She's not. She's incredibly kind and then incredibly trustworthy, untrustworthy.
Two-faced, in other words.
I mean, it's confusing to me how somebody can be so polarly opposite.
Because
I don't know whether.
But she doesn't know you well enough. She can only go by what he says, and then has this superficial way of getting along. And he has her convinced about things about you that aren't true because that's his perception. You know, what we feel is accurate, but what we perceive is not, you know. And you've just been really made out to be the bad guy here.
I know. So before something, while my mother's still able to talk, and she's tried. I mean, I don't know how to, even the smallest things that I do are misconstrued.
Yeah. I don't think it's fixable. How about you, Sue?
No, I don't think it is. You're going to have to let it go. And I would not talk to anyone, especially the wife. Things can get misconstrued because if you end up giving her information and then she gives that information to him, it's naturally, because we're human beings, it can be misconstrued. It can be taken in a negative way by him, and then he's only going to build his own resentment. For this to be resolved, the two of you must speak to each other and
but
not to
I
go through other channels.
That's what I'm
know.
Trying to break through. Do I just, like, confront him to say, and let's go have lunch? He'll say no.
Yes. Yeah. Just say, come on. Let's go have lunch together. I love you, and I miss you, and... let's go out and do something, just the two of us.
It's like, you know, trying to open up, trying to get somebody to talk that has their jaws clamped shut, you know?
Yeah.
You can't force it. You can't force it. And just briefly, before we need to end,
we're going to get cut off. Yeah, but do that.
15
All right.
I think you have 15 minutes.
No, it's done. Okay, everybody, until next time, God bless and be at peace.